BrickandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
How the fuck do pine cones work?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know how some pine cones are heavy? Like if you got hit by, like if someone threw one at you, it would hurt?
Yeah.
Look how light that one is.
Ah, don't throw it at me. They're pointy.
Seltzer.
Brett's eating chips. Proteos, his mic's not on. We muted the mics during the break, and now he's eating Proteos.
E-protein.
Proteos chips brought to you by Protein. It's getting really annoying now.
Jesus. I'm sorry.
How do pine cones work? Wow. You're a real fucking Seinfeld.
I don't think pine cones were ever mentioned in Seinfeld.
Probably not.
No.
It seems like a topic nobody would ever talk about.
So do you agree with me that everything...
Talking to the mic, what?
Everything that Jerry Seinfeld knows about acting, he learned from Larry David.
Maybe. I mean, he the character is an emulation of Larry David, ain't
no,
it?
No, after watching
No. Costanza is Larry David.
Oh.
But they're all supposed to be parts of Larry David.
Kind of. Except Kramer is based off Larry David's actual neighbor. And
okay,
Larry David is a failed stand-up. He was a failure.
Oh, no.
Because no one liked the look at him. Look at Larry David from 1980.
Like, oh, that's a good point. I've never seen
old photo of Larry David.
Is he 47?
No. Old.
Oh, my God. He must be worth $1 billion.
Play a video.
Oh, my God. Is this really him? Friday's
this
TV show, 1981.
With your correspondent, Melanie Chardoff.
Like Saturday Night Live, but not as good.
Good evening. I'm Melanie Chardoff, and these are tonight's top stories. With Libyan hit squads apparently roaming all over the North American continent, it was announced this morning that the Libyans will be organized into a cohesive unit and become the latest team added to the American League for the upcoming season.
Everything I know about Libyans, I learned from Doc Brown.
Now, although Libyan strongman Muammar right. al-Qaddafi has denied that he sent a hit squad to assassinate President Reagan or some of our top officials, the United States
right.
continues
Skip ahead
to
Larry.
Insist the plot is real.
Well, I don't know when he shows up.
I don't know either.
All right.
You have the controls.
And it was like 10 seconds in. From when... So he's still bald and he has a Jufro.
No, thank you. Let me say something right now.
Everyone's pal, Larry David, it says on the screen.
I've known Mo Gaddafi for whatever since I was a kid. And I just can't believe that my old pal Mo would hatch a plan to assassinate Reagan. Not the Mo I know.
Well, Larry, what do you intend to do about this situation?
Well, I intend to give my old buddy boy Mo a call, Mel.
All right. Well, it seems that Larry David is going to be calling up his old pal, Muammar al-Qaddafi, on our phone right here. Let's watch.
Colonel.
Colonel Madal.
Colonel Qaddafi.
Colonel Qaddafi. Sorry, Larry.
Hello?
I got a sausage pizza here for Muammar Gaddafi.
But I did not order a pie.
All right, then. I'll just leave it in the lobby for the hit squad.
Oh, Larry! Oh, Larry! You always make me out. I can't believe it.
Mo! Mo! What's doing?
Not much. What's doing with you?
Nothing. I went to New York for Thanksgiving.
Oh, terrific! Did you see what's her name?
No. She hates my guts. She wants to kill me. I guess you can identify with that one, huh, Butcher Boy?
Oh, I'd rather be a Butcher Boy than a Mr. Four Eyes.
So, you see, Larry was a failure,
yeah.
So he lived vicariously through Jerry. Because Jerry was the young, hot comedian who was funny. He had stage presence. Everybody loved him. You couldn't not love Jerry. So
is Jerry fine? I mean, I don't think I've ever even seen him do stand-up.
Oh, my God. His stand-up was fantastic.
Well, he does stand-up before every show, but is that like Larry David jokes?
No. That was Jerry jokes.
Okay.
The stand-up was Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry had a really popular special, I don't know, early 90s, maybe in the middle of Seinfeld.
Okay.
And it was really good.
Okay. I don't know what to say about that. But
talked about Chinese people.
Oh, of course.
What he liked about them.
But yeah, Larry David is like a frightening...
I don't like where you're going with this.
Who's the Jew guy? Damn it. Fuck. Who's the other Jew comedian that does movies? Jew-median?
Woody Allen?
Woody Allen! Thank you!
So in look up Whatever Works.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, that's that a Woody Allen movie where Larry David plays Woody, yeah. Woody Allen.
But he's still the old Larry David from that we know.
2009, today. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Like he's kind of. I noticed the glasses look almost exactly the same. Has he had the same pair of eyeglasses since the 80s as he does today?
He's had basically the same look. He's just gotten wealthier since 37 years ago.
Oh yeah, that is true. Very much more. But he's still funny now.
Look at Larry David's age. I'm gonna guess he's 72. Brett, how old do you think Larry David is?
47.
Don't look. I guess 72.
That was him in 1981. I'm going to guess he was about 36 now.
You should say these things into the mic.
He's doing his guru.
I'm guessing he was about 36 in that clip from 1981, meaning that he was born in
1944?
Well, I'm gonna
you can open your eyes if you'd like.
I'm going to say he's... No, I'm going to say he's 70, 68.
Oh,
Brett says 68. I say 72.
Brett, you should have stuck with 70 because he's 70.
Ah, damn it.
Born in 47.
Oh, I was close.
Oh, he's a year older than my dad.
He should try and grow out that Jufro again.
Are there any more clips of him when he was young?
Oh, I'm sure.
Just young Larry David. Just type young Larry David. Oh, look how handsome he was when he had hair.
Wow, look at this. This is clearly like a headshot for his agent.
That looks
those
like early 90s.
And those glasses are terrifying.
85.
Oh, fuck. I was way off.
Let's see here. Videos.
You didn't click videos. You clicked all.
He does have a good face.
Yeah.
He's got a
slim face.
Film review. Stand-up comedy. YouTube. Let's see. This is new. I'm sorry. Wait, what's this? Larry David interview. Let's see if I can, if I had stand-up.
Let's look at film review with Larry David right there. The very first one.
Well, you said stand-up, so I wasn't picking
it. I didn't say stand-up.
It's that stupid show again.
With a review of the film Private Benjamin, we'd like to welcome back Friday's entertainment critic, Larry David. Larry?
This video clip has the resolution of a tortilla.
Thanks, Melanie. Private Benjamin is a movie about a girl who decides to join the army after her husband has a heart attack and dies while making love to her. I'll tell you something. I know that's one way I'm not going to have a heart attack. Not while I'm making love. Making love. You still call it making love if the whole thing's over in a minute and a half? I make love. But I'm really maturing sexually. I've gotten to the point where I can sleep with someone who's intelligent.
He's trying to be Woody Allen.
Yeah, this is very Woody Allen.
It's not working.
Of course, having sex.
So 20 years later, he became Larry. Or 10 years later.
He became Larry?
Yeah, he became himself.
Oh, okay.
With Seinfeld.
Through Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Interesting. But what's his net worth over there, Brett?
I need to look that up. Bitcoin is now worth more than plutonium. That's the last thing I saw before I closed Facebook.
Wait a minute. How do you even compare the two?
There, you can't. Let me just... Larry David.
Alexa, what is Larry David's net worth?
Estimated $900 million.
Jesus.
Holy shit, Alexa actually did something. That's fascinating.
Thanks, Alexa.
Now she's just sitting there waiting for you to say, because she didn't hear the thanks part. She has to hear Alexa, you have to say, Alexa, thank you.
She didn't hear that either.
No, okay.
Alexa, thank you.
She said, you bet. Andrew.
What?
What about your mom?
No. Okay. Here's the thing. I was thinking about this for a while, actually. You know how, Brett, I don't know if you know this, but to turn a light on in this house,
yeah,
you have to have the woman in the computer do it for you.
You don't have to.
You have to. There's no other way to do it. I've tried to figure it out. I cannot figure it out. You have to either have her do it, or you got to disconnect every wire in the house and rewire the whole entire house. And I was wondering,
Alexa, turn on computer work.
See how long that took?
All the lights. Yeah, a second, but four lights turned on.
Okay.
At once.
So, also, a switch could do the same thing. But I was wondering,
not in this house.
If your internet goes out, do you just have no lights?
No.
How do you have lights with no internet?
I can go and manually turn them on still. The bulbs are...
Is that awful for you?
Alexa!
Yes.
Is that painful for you?
Turn off work lights. Alexa, turn off lights work.
That's not a thing. You have to know the specific... You have to know the specific phrase.
You see how insane this is? What if you get forgetful? What if you're old?
What if someone is house sitting for you?
Yeah.
Well, they're fucked. I would have to leave a list of commands.
You know how many times I've come here and like I'll be like, Peter, I'm going to work from your house for a bit while you're at work.
Yeah. And Andrew's,
and I'll come inside and
screaming.
I'll sit down and I'll tell Alexa to do things, and like I've heard Puke tell her to turn on these lights,
uh-huh,
and I just can't make it happen.
You can't remember the phrase.
Yeah, it's insane. And
it's
I just run around and I yell and I scream and the lights still don't come on. It's very frustrating.
Can you do Alexa on your computer? Like through the audio?
No.
Oh.
You can do it through the app on the phone.
Yeah.
Well, should we do a second half of the show?
I guess.
Oh, wait a minute. The timer is running.
Yeah, we've been second halfing.
Oh, wait, no.
Yeah,
really? I think so.
I was eating.
That's yeah, right. I know.
But you never said welcome back.
That's why I said talking to the mic.
Well, Andrew just started talking about Larry David or some shit.
This should just be the part that you use at the end.
Oh, okay.
Let's start up fresh.
Great show.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.